ahead. Huh?
Did you have any decision regarding the order of the quarterbacks?
No.
I know who's going first.
You made a decision and you just don't want to tell us?
No, I haven't made a decision. I said I know who's going first. I'm telling the truth.
What's the decision based on?
Me.
Jerry, you did say, do you want the number two guy to play with the other starters?
Yeah, my biggest thing is I'm going to take a look at how long I'm going to play the starters, and then it has to do with what I'm going to do with those other guys, you know. So we'll see. Trevor, you know, I was conscious of Trevor for the last 2 days. Is he ready to play his full load and go? Sure looks that way to me, so I want him to play a lot of football, so I'll go from there.
Do you find it difficult that you have to cut or move 15 guys off the roster this week, and then you got that fourth preseason game?
You know, Mike, it's you normally don't try to look too far ahead, but we almost have to as an organization because 2 weeks from today we play our opener, you know, and we got two games to play, 14 players to let go. I mean, there's just so many things going on. We got issues going on with some injuries and some things like that. So, I mean, it is a grind right now, and I know you guys are getting frustrated with me answering the quarterback question, but I got a lot of things going on and trying to get this team to opening day here in 2 weeks. So we got a lot of questions to answer and a lot of things to get done.
Have you adjusted practice in any way to take care of that you have?
What do you mean?
Have you dialed back anything?
No, we went through our normal week. Jeff, I mean, obviously we went through our normal week, but we didn't work our ones like they would work if we were playing Carolina. So they were taking a little bit less. And then, obviously I will work the heck out of them next week because of how we played the last game. So it's a lot of hoops to jump through here, you know, right now to get to the season.
2 weeks from the regular season, the quarterback issue, the offensive line, is it going to take maybe a couple weeks into the regular season for the offense to really start clicking?
I think we've played well. You know, I think we've walked on the field 2 weeks in a row, went right down the field. That's pretty good. That's what you want to do. And, I believe in us. I believe in our team. We got a lot of questions to answer, but hell, that's ball. That's football. It's not any different right now than it's been, I can tell you that.
With Oku, do you see a guy who is ready to play a full game?
Watching him in practice and stuff, I think he's about there. You know, I think you always start the season as a coach, and you got to make some decisions. Do we need to maybe rotate here the first 2 weeks or take a series or two off of this guy or that guy? Those are questions you have to answer, but I think he's trending toward being fine. You know, he's going to play a lot Saturday, so we'll see.
What have you seen from Melton so far? How do you integrate him quickly, Melton, into the defense?
He's very athletic. You know, always when you bring guys in, when you're in the middle of camp, they look so athletic because they're so much fresher than the other players that have been going at it for a while. So, but he's athletic. He's played well in this league before. He's just had some injuries. So he'll get a chance here. He'll get to play a lot of football in the next, 5 or 6 days.
For the offensive line, how good is it to go against a D-line like the Rams?
Yeah, it might be one of the best in the game. You know, they're really good up front. They're very active in what they do. Very physical football team. So it'll be a good test for us on both sides of the ball.
Coach, what do you hope to see from Connor McGovern this week?
I just want him to continue to get better. I mean, Connor's a young player who's in the mix at the right guard spot for us and our team. He's also having to play some center, too. Brick is out, so he's having to bounce around. But, as we try to get to suiting seven guys in 2 weeks, a big factor with that is how does Connor keep coming. So, but I've been pleased with his work. I think it's been good.
What is that, another chance today to honor servicemen and women out here?
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, get a chance to have all of them out to practice and, especially them and their families, and players really enjoy that. So, hopefully it's something we can keep going. Look like we had a little bigger group this year than last year, Patrick. So, but it's good to see them.
Nikki wants to know if Derek Wolf's going to play.
Derek Wolf going to play? Nikki, I'm expecting him back tonight, okay? I'm expecting him back tonight. And, I have to kind of evaluate it because obviously he hasn't been part of practice dealing with the family situation. So, I've got to take a look at that. But he should be back out here with the team tomorrow.
Pardon me.
That's okay.
Who will be your kick returner, and are you looking for something different?
Well, Jordan will go back. Jordan will go back there and do his normal work. And then we'll look at Khalif and the other kid that we've been looking at on a regular basis probably in the second half.
Are you looking for something different out of them with the new rule this year? Has it changed your
– What do you mean? From what, like –
I don't know. Whether or not –
We gave him the green light in the preseason. You can't see if you can block returns or cover balls unless you, you know, you got to orchestrate that. So I think everybody in the league's kind of done that in the preseason because you're trying to look at people, and I don't think we've been any different. So, but both those kids have done a good job, but Jordan's our guy, and so we'll operate that way in the first half.
Hey, Gary, taking into account injuries and the fact there's still competition in some positions, how much emphasis are you going to put on winning versus just figuring things out?
There's always emphasis on that, Les. I mean, that's the number one thing. I mean, that's a habit. You got to go out there. We got to play better than we did last week. You know, we hurt ourselves, the team, a lot of negative football, negative plays, those type of things. So, you don't want to settle down, and we still need to look at a lot of people. We can't lose sight of that. We got to, John and I got to get some questions answered, but that's always number one.
You're a gamble for the coach?
Regardless of when you play Paxton, are you pleased that he's come as far as he has, especially the last?
Mike, I really am. I'm very excited about the progress he's made. We knew we had ground to make up. We knew we had a ton of talent, but he's really adapted to under center. He's making the calls and stuff. He's better. You know, what he had to do this week, run the Rams offense and then get in there and run ours, that's hard to do. And he really had a good week of practice. I think he's very confident in what he's doing. And I think he has confidence in us to do what he does best, you know. So I think he's made a lot of progress and going to be a fine young player.
When you had Case Keenum back in 2013, could you see him making this kind of growth progress he has?
Yeah, he was a college free agent for me and ended up starting a bunch of games and played really well for me, you know, had us in a bunch of ball games. So a really good player. Good arm, sharp, not real big, but he got a big heart, you know, and that's what you're looking for. So he's done a great job for them.
Gary, when you make a decision on your starting quarterback, how much will never taking an NFL snap factor into it?
Zero. I'm looking at what's taken place the last 6 months, how they handle themselves, how they handle the team, how they respond to things. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, have a good day.